Hello, I'm Roger Hard. Welcome back to Movie Life Principles Life-Changing Module, based on the movie Groundhog Day. Today, let's find out more about the life principle, care for others. My message has three sections. Number one, the movie scenes. Number two, the life principle behind it. And number three, your next steps. Section 1. The movie scenes. There are several scenes at the beginning of the movie in which Phil and his co-workers, Larry and Rita, do a TV report on the Groundhog festivities in Punxsutawney. Usually, Larry and Rita are already at the spot where the Groundhog will come out of his burrow. The first time, Phil arrives right on time and does the story without any preparations. Then, while stuck in his time warp, the more days he does the story, the more absurd it gets. First, it's an obligation. Then, it's an annoyance. And then, one time, he arrives just to say that he won't do the story at all. Once, he even starts off and finishes the story with blah 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 blah. I liked the following scene the most. It's filled with contempt, which is what makes it funny. Here's an extract of the quote. 1,000 people, freezing their butts off, waiting to worship a rat. What a hype. Groundhog Day used to mean something in this town. They used to pull the hog out and eat it. You're hypocrites, all of you. Phil relives the same day over and over again for more than 10 years. In all these years, he learns new habits, discovers his passions, and finds out what's required to be happy and successful. In this time, Phil comes to understand how important it is to care for others. Let's look at another day where Phil and his colleagues Larry and Rita do the TV report. This time, Phil arrives with coffee and cookies for both of them. They're delightfully surprised. Phil is good-humored, and he has even organized a better spot for the camera to video the Groundhog event. He shows he's a good and valuable team member. As they leave for the better spot, Phil takes the camera and carries it so that Larry can enjoy his coffee and cookies. For the first time, he actually talks to Larry in a sincere way, rather than just making sarcastic remarks about him. He asks Larry if he has kids. Towards the end of the movie, Phil recounts a heart-touching TV story about Groundhog Day. He says that he couldn't imagine a better fate than a long and lustrous winter among the people of Punxsutawney. Larry has tears in his eyes because he's so deeply touched by Phil's story. Wow! How different from Phil's first speech at the beginning of the movie. Simply amazing! The movie has some additional short scenes where Phil cares for others. He catches a child falling out of a tree. He repairs a flat tire for three elderly ladies. He saves the life of a man who's choking on a piece of meat. And he gives away tickets for WrestleMania to a young, newlywed couple. Now, we'll move to section 2. The life principle behind these movie scenes, care for others. Phil truly cares about his colleagues and the people of Punxsutawney now. He knows what his team members like and brings it to them, not expecting anything in return. When he helps Larry with the camera, understandably, Larry's very surprised. This is not Phil's job at all, but he wants Larry to enjoy his coffee and cookies. Seeing others enjoying this moment makes Phil happy too. He feels good about himself. He has also organized a better spot for the camera. This shows that he not only cares for his team, but also for all the viewers and residents of Punxsutawney. By making the best TV report ever about the Groundhog Day festivities, Phil demonstrates care for others to many different groups. His team, his employer, the viewers, the people of Punxsutawney, and, not to mention, all the groundhogs. Just imagine how Phil's rating in regard to popularity and reputation will go up. I'm sure he'll receive lots of positive attention. At this point, I'd like to once again thank the creators of the Groundhog Day movie and Phil, who showed us how one can turn his whole life around. Are you ready to take action? The last section is about your next steps. Download our free worksheet for this exercise. You'll be given the website link at the end of this podcast. Let me give you some other examples for care for others first. Prepare healthy food for your children. Return a phone call that you promised to make. Visit a neighbor in hospital. Or, as Phil did, take someone coffee or cookies. Now, take a minute and think about how you care for others. Go through a normal day in your mind and check all your interaction with people. What's your first interaction of the day with others? What's your last? Who do you meet and where do you meet them? What do you say and what do you hear? What is it that you actually do that says, "I care"? Make a list with three columns, A, B, and C. In column A, write down everyone you interact with on a daily or weekly basis, depending on the number of people you interact with. In column B, for every single person in column A, describe how you show them your care today. For some people on your list, it'll be easy to find caring actions. For others, it's going to be harder. Maybe you won't find anything at all. Then column C. Again, for every single person on your list, think about how you can show your care in a new way. For the ones with the blank spot in column B, what caring action could you perform? For the ones you have caring actions, what else can you do? Can you take it to a new level? When you've finished your list, circle the action that's the most fun or most rewarding for you. Pick something where you have to act soon and say, "I'm going to do this next time I meet them." I believe when you care for others and act on it, your relationships will rise to a new level and become deeper and more rewarding. To get your free worksheet for this life-changing lesson, visit us at movielifeprinciples.com. If you want to change your habits forever, our guide on how to establish new habits will really help. Subscribe to our mailing list and receive the condensed email version for free. Or, for just a very small donation, you can download the full-color, all-singing, all-dancing version, which includes fun and inspirational cartoons and many more useful insights. I hope you request these resources. I know they will help you to live a better, happier, more successful, and more rewarding life. Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you liked it. Join me again for another life-changing lesson. It's a great honor for me to finish my message on Groundhog Day with the wording of Phil. From Movie Life Principles, it's Roger Hart. So long.